Last weekend, Vice President Dick Cheney got a heart transplant, becoming a successful recipient in an organ transplant system that's under a lot of strain. Tens of thousands of Americans are waiting for organ transplants, and many of them will die waiting. That's prompted new efforts to find more organ donors. But as NPR's Rob Stein reports, one of the latest efforts is raising difficult and some say disturbing questions.
For decades, organ donation has been guided by something called the Dead Donor Rule. It's like the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule all rolled up into one. Leslie Wettstein is a bioethicist at Walsh University in Ohio.
We have this idea that you must be dead first. So before your organs can be removed, we agree that you are dead. That's the Dead Donor Rule.
That probably sounds pretty obvious, but defining dead turns out to be pretty complicated. Turns out there are two ways to declare someone dead. For decades, the main way has been,
quote, brain death, unquote.
James Burnett is a Dartmouth neurologist. He's a leading expert on the science and ethics of organ procurement. Brain death, he says, means
there is an irreversible cessation of all of the functions of the brain, including the brain stem.
These are often people who have suffered massive strokes or devastating blows to the head. But transplant advocates have revived another definition. It says it's okay if donors initially may still have some brain activity. Again, James Burnett.
Death requires an irreversible cessation of circulation and heartbeat and breathing, and no intervention will be done to restore it. So it is permanent.
No one's going to try CPR or anything else. This might be someone who had a massive heart attack. Doctors and families agree there's no hope. It's time to let them go. But some experts are troubled by this, for many reasons. University of Pennsylvania bioethicist Scott Halpern explains the biggest one.
The problem is, it's not at all clear that donors, after circulatory determination of death, are truly dead.
Why? Well, part of it is that no one can agree how long surgeons need to wait to make absolutely sure the heart's not going to start up again on its own. 5 minutes? 2 minutes? Now, if this weren't all complicated enough, let alone controversial, surgeons in Michigan are taking it one step further. They're starting to place possible donors on a heart-lung machine called ECMO even before their hearts have stopped beating. Jeffrey Punch of the University of Michigan is a leading advocate of this approach.
The beauty is that this can be placed relatively quickly, and the pump can be turned on, and it can provide blood to nourish the organs until they can be removed surgically and then transplanted into somebody else.
That, Punch says, could prevent a lot of organs from being wasted and save a lot of lives. But this raises a whole new set of questions. For starters, critics like James Burnett argue that it just doesn't make sense. First, you declare someone dead based on the fact that they've lost their circulation and will never get it back. Then, you turn around and restore circulation.
When you come in and circulate blood around the body, then suddenly, you've broken the rules, so that's a big problem.
Another question is whether restoring circulation might keep the brain alive. So, the Michigan doctors insert a balloon to block blood from getting to the brain. But that doesn't satisfy critics like bioethicist Leslie Wettstein.
It can leave people with the sense that the organ transplantation industry will say, oh yes, they're dead, wink, wink, but we're going to prevent blood from getting up to the brain. And of course, the reason that they're doing that is because they know they're not quite dead yet.
Blurring the line between life and death like this makes a lot of people uneasy. Stuart Youngner is a Case Western Reserve University bioethicist.
So you could say, well, they're almost dead, or they're pretty close to dead, or they're dead enough, but I don't know that you can say we know for absolute certain that there's no function there and no function that could be brought back.
Proponents defend restarting circulation with the ECMO machine. Most importantly, Punch says, there's no doubt
they are in fact dead.
That's because circulation has only been restored with a machine. No one will try to actually revive the donor's hearts in any way, and doctors wait 5 minutes after the hearts stop beating to make sure they're really gone. The Michigan doctors say the approach is a blessing. Family members have more time to say goodbye and a chance of getting some solace from their loss.
They are so pleased that the last act of the person's life on earth was to donate organs and save other people's lives.
Transplant surgeons like Jay Swissenberger of the University of Kentucky say the chance to turn a death into an opportunity for life is a godsend.
It's wonderful. I think it's a miracle of sorts.
Punch and his colleagues in Michigan have begun training teams at other hospitals on how to use the technique. They are also planning to try it in the emergency room. That's raising yet more tough questions. As the long struggle between protecting some dying patients and trying to save the lives of others continues. Rob Stein, NPR News.